Hey there, TWA. It's been a long time. I've actually been kind of sick lately, so my voice might sound a little bit rough. I apologize for that. But it's been a while, and I felt like I'm taking care of things tonight, so I thought I would share with you. I'm not feeling very creative, so at the suggestion of a friend, I'm going to be doing some hysterical literature. I'm going to be using my favorite toys. My, oh my glass still down. And my rabbit. So tonight I'm going to be reading from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, Orgasm Control. Orgasm control, also referred to as edging, peeking, or surfing, is a sexual technique which may be practiced either alone or with a partner and involves the maintenance of a high level of sexual arousal for an extended period of time without reaching orgasm. When practiced by a male, orgasm control allows the practitioner to enjoy direct sexual stimulation without waiting through the refractory period after common after orgasm. When the decision is made to allow orgasm, the physical sensations may be much greater and more pleasurable than if the orgasmers experience conventionally, or orgasm controls referenced a slow masturbation in Alex Comfort's The New Joy of Sex, 1993, an extended massive orgasm in Vera and Steve Babansky's 2000 book of the same name, and is similar to the Venus butterfly technique used in the volume The One-Hour Orgasm, 1988, by Leah and Bob Schwartz. Since orgasm control prolongs the experience of powerful sexual sensations occurring during the final build-up to orgasm, the physical demands of being kept or keeping oneself in this highly excited state for an extended period of time can induce a pleasurable, almost euphoric state, and at times create changes within an individual's perceived consciousness. Orgasm control can involve either sex partner being in control of the other partner's orgasm, or a person delaying their own orgasm during sexual activity with a partner or by masturbation. To experience orgasm control, any method of sexual stimulation can be used. In partnered sex, when shared in sexual activity between partners, one partner would stimulate the other, gradually bringing them up to the point high in the plateau phase, where an orgasm is actually building, and will then reduce the level of stimulation to just below that needed to trigger the orgasm. If control of the orgasm is given to a partner, an orgasm is not allowed for a time in order to develop an increased level of sexual sensation. An increased level of sexual tension, it is referred to as erotic sexual denial. By carefully varying the intensity and speed of stimulation, and by practicing with the same partner to learn his or her responses, a person can be held in the highly aroused state near orgasm. This process may be repeated as desired, but at some point, repetition may cause the urge to orgasm to become overwhelming. When the partner eventually provides enough stimulation to achieve an orgasm, it may be stronger than usual due to the increased tension and arousal that builds up during the extended stimulation. If the partner whose orgasm is being controlled, sometimes referred to as the submissive partner, is put into physical restraints, it may better control the orgasm. The activity is sometimes called tie and tease, and if orgasm is denied, it is tease and denial. Another possibility is for one partner to help produce multiple orgasms in the other. Oh my God. Oh. In masturbation. Oh God. When practiced alone, orgasm control is beneficial for heightening sexual pleasure as well as training tool, which permits the practitioner to increase the duration of sex with a partner. For the female, because there's no post-orgasm refractory period, the practitioner can enjoy direct sexual stimulation for longer periods of time, as well as with increased frequency and intensity. For the male, the speed of the rubbing or stroking of the penis may vary to navigate right to the edge of ejaculation. With orgasm control, a male can experience a longer or more intense orgasm, as well as a larger volume of semen expelled during his ejaculation. Because solo masturbation allows for precise control over the feelings, the timing, and the speed of stimulation, many people practice orgasmic control by themselves. One technique, commonly referred to as edging, is where one will masturbate up until the moment before reaching the plateau phase. Just before orgasm control. Edging is where one will masturbate up until the moment before reaching the plateau phase, just before orgasm occurs, and then stop suddenly before experiencing a climax. Another technique, commonly referred to as surfing, is where one will reach the plateau phase and slow down the stimulation to maintain a heightened level of sensation for an extended time, repeating either of these techniques many times. During a single masturbation session, may result in a stronger, more intense orgasm. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Didn't get very far, but maybe I will try again sometime and finish this article. Hope you enjoyed.